From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Tuesday, May 20th. Glenn Medical Center could lose its emergency room if federal cuts go forward. NSPR's Ken Duvall has more.
The small hospital in Willows raised the alarm yesterday. In a press release, it said the Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services is moving to revoke the hospital's critical access designation. Losing that designation means the hospital would lose the funding needed to support its emergency room, which is the only one in the county. An article in the Journal of the American Medical Association points to a leaked document revealing the White House is pushing to eliminate four rural health programs that backstop small critical access hospitals with 25 beds or fewer, like Glenn Medical Center. These programs have had bipartisan support in the past. For NSPR News, I'm Kendall Ball.
In other news, Chico State recognized a student who passed away last month. This past weekend saw the class of 2025 graduate, and the university honored Athena Pasadakis with a posthumous degree. Pasadakis was killed by her ex-boyfriend in a murder-suicide last month. Two vigils have been held in her honor, including one at Chico State. Athena's sister, Angelique, accepted on her behalf the degree in Health Services Administration from the College of Behavioral and Social Sciences. Angelique received the same degree when she graduated from Chico State in 2022. And a small plane crash landed in Yuba County this weekend. The sheriff's office reports at about 10:30 Sunday morning, they received a report of a private aircraft that had made an emergency landing near Feather River Boulevard and Curtis Road. The plane landed in an agricultural area without hitting any objects, but sustained significant damage. Both occupants of the plane were taken to local hospitals with minor to moderate injuries. No cause was given for the emergency landing, and it remains under investigation. The identities of the individuals have not been released. Also, the way people get around Lower Bidwell Park is going to change. City officials are one step closer to deciding how a major road in the park will be redesigned. NSPR's Eric Adams has more.
It was the second time the Bidwell Park and Playground Commission discussed what to do with South Park Drive. The road begins at the entrance of the park from 4th and Cypress Streets and runs past Caper Acres Playground. Last month, Public Works presented two proposals for the road, but residents didn't like them, and the group asked for more ideas. Last night, two new options were presented, and the commission supported one. It would keep the road a one-way, make it wider, and make a separate path for cyclists and pedestrians from vehicles. Right now, everyone has to use the same road. The decision means the commission is no longer looking at fully shutting down the road to vehicle traffic. But the recommendation isn't final. It now goes to the full city council for a final decision. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
Additionally, a norovirus outbreak at a camp in Nevada County has spread to children in Butte County. Public health officials say three outbreaks at the environmental camp since last Thursday have affected elementary school students from Butte County. The camp says it's taken measures to lower the risk of spread. In total, 36 children have reported symptoms consistent with norovirus. Butte County Public Health says the situation remains under investigation, and the county is coordinating with local health departments to monitor. Schools with upcoming visits to the camp have been notified about the outbreak. Norovirus is a highly contagious virus that causes vomiting, diarrhea, and stomach pain. It spreads easily in group settings, and symptoms typically last 1 to 3 days, but people can still be contagious for up to 48 hours after symptoms have stopped. And finally, Shasta County has declared a local emergency due to wolf attacks on livestock. The county's resolution requests the California Department of Fish and Wildlife to allow wolves to be relocated or euthanized if they pose threats to residents. The gray wolf population continues to grow in California and has stoked debate on how farmers and residents can protect themselves and their livestock. Many say strict environmental protections on the wolves means they can't properly defend themselves or their animals. There has been a significant increase in wolf predation of livestock in the North State. But historically and statistically, wolf attacks on people are extremely rare. In the last 100 years in all of North America, there have been just 2 documented fatal wolf attacks. And those were your headlines for Tuesday, May 20th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.